time. It is Lou's baseball time. Not a doubt diamond, though, here on WSBW on Tuesday mornings after the 7:30 news. We are pleased to bring, I guess I could say, Dow Diamond here on the radio. Thanks to the visits we have with Tyler Kring, who's the assistant GM when it comes to business development and so much more. Nice to have the sounds of Dow Diamond here on the radio, Tyler Kring.
Good morning, Charlie. I got goosebumps. I mean, it's been 10 years. I'm like, oh, goodness, I'm at the wrong spot. The gates are supposed to be opening. I don't have my radio headset on. Where am I?
We are so pleased to have you in once again, especially coming off the first full homestand
that yes.
the Loons had a chance to enjoy against the Lake County Captains. You know, a good homestand. I mean, hey, you know, we got six games going 3-3. Have endured a little rain out one night, but made those games up really quick.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're 1/7 of the way through the season already. You know, after the next homestand, we'll be 1/4 of the way through the season, which is crazy to believe. But, you know, 3-3 is not bad. Going to it. Yeah, we did rain out Friday, but we had a beautiful day for a doubleheader on Saturday. You know, in all seriousness, with Saturday already had being a 1 o'clock scheduled start time, making it a doubleheader on Saturday would be easier than it normally would have been if we were scheduled to play at 7 o'clock, like we will be during the summer. So the decision to cancel it, or I should say reschedule, postpone it, was easier on Friday going into Saturday to give folks a little bit of an insight into that side of the business. There's less rescheduling that we have to do from team schedule-wise, employee schedule-wise, everything like that. We basically just tacked on, you know, six more innings at the back end of the normally scheduled game. So we had 1,500 fans come out to the game on Saturday. We sold 500 tickets the day of.
Oh, wow.
80 degrees and beautiful, so it was a really, really great day. 1,500 doesn't sound a lot, but we don't budget for that many folks to come during April. You know, 75%, 80% of our attendance comes after Memorial Day, so you know, we look at it as if we can break 1,000 on any game in April, just knowing that going into the season it could be 40 degrees and snowing in some days. We'll take 1,500 all day long. It was a really good success.
And it has been. So.
And it has been, yes, for sure.
Maybe a little more insight, just so fans know, because mm-hmm. obviously when it comes to making a decision of what to do for having to cancel, postpone games. Mm-hmm. Did the Loons have that decision? Is it umpires? Does the league have anything to say? Or?
All the above. So, so yes, the league and the Midwest League and Major League Baseball and the umpires all have a say in it. Essentially, it kind of breaks down into one of two routes. If the game does not start, it's more in the Loons' control. It's on us saying, hey, the field conditions are not ready, the forecast is not ready. It's a decision made from the front office staff and our rep at Major League Baseball. The Midwest League has a rep, and we consult with them. And the decision is made, okay, is it go or no go? Do we wait? Things like that. The situation on Friday was we could not get the game off the ground because of the weather moving into the area and the weather that we did experience at the ballpark. When the game does start, say we were to get a game going, then the moment it starts, it turns into the hands of the umpires. We can inform them all they want. Our head groundskeeper Jeff Ross can walk out to home plate with his fancy weather app on his phone and say, hey man, look, it's coming. But until the umpires make that decision, we're at the mercy of them. That's kind of what, if anyone was at the game last year where we had just the most absolute downpour I've ever witnessed in my career, where it came down so fast and so heavy we couldn't physically get the tarp all the way across the field, like the water that was sitting on the tarp, we couldn't move it anymore. That was the situation where the umpires made the call probably 2 minutes too late, and we just couldn't get the tarp on the field at that point. So two different scenarios. If the game has not started, it's in the Loons' control along with Major League Baseball. If it's once the game starts, it's really in the umpires' control.
And then let's talk about how the rescheduling takes place or how you do. Now, again, is Loons, league, combination?
Yes. combination again, yes. So the important thing to know is in the Midwest League and really in minor league baseball in general, the playoffs are determined by whatever teams are in first and second place in the first half and the second half of the season. And the halfway mark is demarked by the All-Star break. So what that means is we don't have the luxury of like rescheduling games in July or August to make up for that because of how the playoffs are determined. It's not like at the major league level where, say, the Tigers are playing a more random team on their schedule, not someone in the AL Central, say someone like the Tampa Bay Rays. would come back, say they're playing them in like April, they don't come back to town until August, they'll resume that game or reschedule that game for when Tampa Bay comes back to town. For us, it's imperative that we make up those games within the first half of the season for the schedule to work out. Luckily, this was on a Friday. Lake County was still in town on Sunday. As I mentioned, the game on Saturday is already scheduled to be a 1 o'clock game, so it makes a doubleheader very easy. Say we rained out Sunday, Lake County doesn't come back to Dow Diamond in the first half of the season. That game would have had to been made up on the road in Lake County, so the doubleheader actually would have taken place in Lake County. So the Loons, as an organization, would have missed out on an opening as a game. The team in the standings-wise would have made that up on the road. So we always try to reschedule, if we can, at home so we get that opening for that revenue. The league more cares that they just make up the game, period, so that standings-wise everything evens out by the time the playoffs come around. The Loons have made the playoffs by a half game because of people not being able to make up a game. And the Loons have missed the playoffs by a half game because we haven't been able to make up a game. So that half game can be very important whether you make it up or not at some point down the road.
That's interesting. The nuances of minor league baseball.
Which yes, it's a very nuanced. It's one of those things where, you know, it's definitely one of those behind the scenes things that you don't think of. You know of how it generally would happen at the major league level, but there's more to it at this level for sure.
I assume that, again, we talked about this was the first chance to have all your major promotions. Like, for example, you had the dogs come out. Did you get some dogs at the park on Thursday, right?
Yeah, on Wednesday. Oh, on Wednesday. I'm pausing claws on Wednesday. We estimated 48 dogs came to the ballpark. That's a true estimate on me looking around when I was running the attendance report and go, yeah, that looks like 48. But, you know, a decent handful of dogs. You know, we've had days last year on our Bark in the Park days or Paws and Claws days now. Where we've had hundreds of dogs come to the ballpark, so very good success. It's a very neat promotion. People essentially bring their own entertainments, entertaining for us as well to see. There is a wide variety of dogs out there, and you see some that are no bigger than my coffee cup, and you see some that you would swear it's a grizzly bear. So those are always fun to see come through.
The Loons are going to be on the road this week, but this is an opportunity for, you know, fans like to take a road trip. Doesn't get more convenient, if not going to Lansing, than just going over to Grand Rapids.
Absolutely. You take the trip across M20 or M46 or 96 or 69 or whatever the highway is that's closest to you. Yeah, they're at West Michigan this week at the West Michigan Whitecaps. The original minor league team in the state. They are the oldest of the three of us. West Michigan is 27 years old now at this point. Lansing just celebrated their 20th, and we're on our 15th season. So if you've never been to West Michigan, it's very neat. It's just north of downtown in Comstock Park. Tigers affiliate is always neat, and I want to say they're the largest minor league stadium in the state. They can hold around 10 or 12,000 folks, whereas Dow Diamond's more like 5 or 6,000. So very neat. It's always fun to go and cheer the Loons on the road if you can. It's a very neat experience. From a front office staff standpoint, it's always interesting to see how your counterparts run their show, because there are 119 other Mies across the country, and everyone does it a little differently. So it's always kind of that learning experience, but it's also fun from a fan standpoint, just trying to check out all the different ballparks around the country.
Do you stay in contact with your fellow counterparts in your positions just to see what's going on, to obviously make sure the games are appropriately played? But hey, let's face it, it's minor league baseball. There are promotions, there's marketing and things like that.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, it's not like we text or, you know, Zoom each other every day, but there are Facebook groups within the industry where people join to get bounce ideas or bounce questions off each other. It's a MILB promotion specific group, so every person that's kind of involved in the marketing promotions is involved in that group and can chat back and forth. We do our own mini version of winter meetings for just the Midwest League, so all the 12 teams in the league will get together after the season. There is a minor league baseball version of the winter meetings that will take place at winter meetings this year in December. So definitely some synergy. Obviously, we're much closer to the folks in Grand Rapids and the folks in Lansing than some other teams across the country. But yeah, we keep in track with them. The friends, they come to our ballpark, we'll come to their, we'll go to theirs. And always, I think we talked about this last week, try to steal ideas from each other or one-up each other. But yeah, it's all about whatever is good for the sport of minor league baseball is good for all of us. That's the goal. If people are enjoying it in the Great Lakes Bay region, they'll tell their family, that live in the Grand Rapids or Lansing region, hey, we love the Loons. You should go check out your hometown team or wherever it may be across the country. So we're all really in it together.
Well, as we said, the Loons are on the road this week, and before they return home, we'll obviously have a conversation next week and talk more about some of the specifics. But in the meantime, Tyler, tell folks how they can find out everything they need to know about the Great Lakes Loons, including getting tickets for the next home series after next week.
Yeah, absolutely. 989-837-BALL, that's 2255, is the phone number. Loons.com is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or you can stop by our Dow Diamond box office 9 to 5 Monday through Friday this week. We just launched a Mother's Day special for if you're still looking for that perfect gift for mom. You can get 10 undated box seat vouchers for $100. That's $50 off the retail price at the box office. So if mom's a baseball fan or if mom just enjoys quality family time with the kids or the grandkids, there's no better way than to do it at Dow Diamond. Now's your chance to save on some cash and treat mom to memories and experiences with the family as well as Loons baseball.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the schedule. Conveniently, Mother's Day is being played at Dow Diamond
Mother's
this year.
Mother's Day is being played at Dow Diamond this year. Yeah, absolutely. So all next right. Sunday for sure. Come on out.
Tyler, appreciate you stopping in. Always fun to talk Loons baseball as we do throughout the season here on WSTW.
Thanks, Charlie.
Loons.com, easiest place to go for all things Great Lakes Loons.